Friday night was a different night from Thursday night, Wednesday night, or any other night of the week. Why? Because we made space. What do I mean by making space? We didn't watch television. The phone didn't ring because people knew that we wouldn't answer it. And what does that mean? It means that you have time for each other. And I still remember to this day sitting down with my father and my mother and my brother and my sister around the table. My mother was a fantastic cook. The food on Friday night was so different from the rest, not only because she made better meals, but somehow it tasted better. If you had the same chicken soup on Wednesday night, it just didn't taste the same. And the rabbis actually say that there's a special angel who comes on a Friday, on a Shabbat, and puts a special Shabbat spice in the food. And it's not a story, it really felt different. And we had time for each other. I could talk to my parents if they didn't have time for me in the week. They had time on Friday night. And we laughed and we joked and we sang. We sing special Sabbath songs. And my father sang songs which he heard from his father. And I'm sure they were the same songs that his father must have heard from his father. And I sing them today and I teach my children those songs. And isn't it a fantastic feeling to know that the very songs that you're singing go back possibly hundreds of years and connect you with your past. So we sang together, we joked with each other, and we talked about the Bible. Every week in the synagogue, we read a special portion of the Bible. And so every week has its special portion. So my father used to tell us what is going to be read in the synagogue the next day. And we all exchanged ideas. And the meal went on for ages. But we never went out on a Friday night. We were all together. And those memories remain with me to this day. And we do the same now with my children, with my grandchildren, and we pass on this lovely tradition. It's not just Friday night, it's Shabbat lunch as well, and the afternoon, the whole of Shabbat, you can go out, but the meal times are very, very special. On Shabbat afternoon, my parents hosted all the children of the community. There must have been a good 20 children who used to come to our house on a Shabbat afternoon, and they loved it. My father told them stories about Jewish life in the past, told them Jewish jokes. My mother, who used to sing songs to them, teach them songs. And I'm sure many of those children who today are probably in their 60s, in their 70s, I'm sure still remember those stories and those songs, which they can pass on to their children. So communal life in Merthyr was really very, very special. In many ways, it was probably more special than the larger communities because everybody felt a family feeling and felt a need to get together. In large communities, people don't necessarily have that feeling.